السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله ومن يفعل ذلك فأولئك هم الخاسرون. وقال تعالى: ألهاكم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين لترون الجحيم ثم لترونها عين اليقين ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: حب الدنيا رأس كل خطية، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected brothers, respected elders, listeners, I begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most merciful, the most compassionate. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send the blessing of mercy upon our final messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his family and all those who follow him until the day of resurrection. We are living in this month of Dhul Hijjah, and this year is coming to an end, Dhul Hijjah. And the new year of the Islamic year starts. It's very important to know our dates, Islamic calendar, Islamic days, Islamic months, when the new year starts, in order to follow the Islamic, you know, the calendar, in order to understand the Islamic dates. And alhamdulillah, as living a life, many people around the world, when we see people have different, we wake up every day in the morning, every day is a new day, every day is a new day, new month, and then the month turns into weeks and months, and then years. We're just spending our life. Our lives is just going very fast, you know, we don't know it. Sometimes the life, it goes so fast, you know, you are children growing up, and then you become, you know, toddlers, babies become toddlers. In a few years, we're going to school, madrasa, and then the life just continues. And that life that gives you the experience, so remember, when you experience many things, things start to, you know, process, you start to process things in your mind, and you start to take the life that Allah has granted us, which is a ni'mat. From kids, from young age, growing up, experiencing different things as children, you know, teenagers, then going to school and college, university, going through that stage, then through the marriage life, and then you have children. And then our life is preparing the children, you know, making them, you know, giving them a successful career, making effort on them, getting them married, and then they have children, and then grandchildren. This is how the life just continues, the weeks, the months, and the years, and we don't know how many years have gone past so quickly. And all those things that we do, and all those things that we carry out, it gives you an experience. An experience, it makes our, gives us a bit of, sometimes that through experience, we get certain knowledge. And that knowledge is sometimes, it gives us the meaning of life. As a Muslim, as a believer, we have to have a meaning of life, which is a maqsad and objective. A maqsad and objective is the alternative, the maqsad and the objective that Allah has created us for is for the hereafter. We have not been created for this dunya. See, there's two types of knowledge. Knowledge is sometimes something that can't change. It's black and white. But certain knowledge that we have, it's sometimes we have taken this knowledge through experience. And through our experiences, we think of certain things
that if we do this, then this will happen, or if we do it in this certain way, then this is a result that we will achieve. These are the meanings that we understand, and we take meanings from different things of life. If you ask a child, what do you want to do as growing up? As children, I sometimes ask myself, teaching children, I ask them, what do you want to become? They will say, I want this job, because it's experience, it's what they see around them. So what they see around them, and then what they observe, the physical world that they observe, the physical success, the success that they see, the successful people they think to be successful, influenced by social media and people around them, they will give an answer, I want to earn this much money, I want a nice car, I want a nice lifestyle. And this is where they are growing up. You see, all of our children, they see us, the parents, how we live a life, children automatically pick up. We have picked up many things from our parents. Our parents have picked it up from our grandparents. And we pick up without, it says the actions speak louder than words. Our parents have done the actions. We've automatically, inherited many of the things our parents done. So many of the things that we do, our children will inherit. So the good things they will inherit, also the bad things. The bad things are when we make the mentality of the children that this is the way to success. If they continue seeing us, the people of the dunya, or working for the dunya, living for the dunya, living a life for the sake of dunya, our children will automatically grow up like this. If you want him to go into masjid, go into deen, go into, go into the deeni gatherings and the good gatherings of the ulama, the scholars, into the madrasas. If we haven't mentally prepared our children, we can't expect them to grow up to be angels unlike the sahaba and the pious predecessors. Because it's the meaning that they're taking from their lives. We always take a meaning from our life, from what we experience. So the good meanings can change. Only we have one objective that will never change, which is from Allah and Hadith, Quran and Hadith. Allah says, "Wama khalaqtul jinna wal insa illa liya'budun." We have been created for for ibadat, and we have been created for the hereafter. We have been created. The dunya has been created for us, and we as humans have been created for the hereafter. So this will never change. We have not been created for dunya. And then when we make the dunya our goal, our objective, you see, this people of dunya are those who work for dunya and always strive, make effort, prioritize, and sacrifice everything for dunya. Working generally, earning, you're not necessarily a person, it's not like this person, just because he's working or earning, he's a people of dunya. A person comes into the masjid, we think he's a mashallah deendar. We judge people by what they are and what they do. Just because a person comes in the masjid and he prays salah, that doesn't make him, he makes him a deendar. It's in the eyes of Allah. What does Allah think of him to be? And people in the masjid can also be the people of dunya. But people of dunya can be the people of the akhirat. It's the niyat and the meaning. What is the meaning? What is the objective of everything that we do? What is the niyat? Ikhlas is one of the most important things. Why are we doing the actions that we do? What is the reason? Our objective is earning the objective. Is that the last goal? Is it because we want success in this dunya? Is it just to fulfill our needs, to live in the world, or to give us strength in ibadah, to give us strength in worshiping Allah, to give us strength the dunya, to earn the dunya, to give us strength for the hereafter, to help us get closer to Allah? What is the niyat? What is the meaning? The meaning of life. See, the meaning of life that Allah and Rasul has taught us is the hereafter. That never changes. But if you take the meaning of life from other things, from experiences, experience change, the meaning of life could change. There might be people talking about certain thing, that meaning of life is changed now. So this we'll never have a meaning of life if we are a people of dunya. If dunya is our maqsad, dunya is our objective, our children will look at dunya, this is what my father grew up doing, this is what my family grew up doing. They just wanted dunya, 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 and they sacrificed deen for dunya. If we sacrifice deen for dunya, this is what we are inheriting, our children inherit from us. It's inherently, it's passed on to them. We can't, there's nothing we can do. Our actions are there to pass on. And this is why Allah, the person who is, this Quran I recited in the khutbah, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ لَا تُلْهِكُمْ أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. This is, لَا تُلْهِكُمْ أَمْوَالُ, your mal, your wealth, and your awlad, your children, does not take you away. تُلْهِكُمْ, تُلْهِكْ halakat, destroy you from the remembrance of Allah. What does that mean? تُلْ أَمْوَال, your wealth. We have to work, we have to earn, we have wealth. There will be differences in people. People will be rich. Others will be, you know, people will be well off. Others will be not that well off. They are poor. لَا تُلْهِكُمْ أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. This mal and the children, when it takes you away from dhikrullah, this is when you're a person or people of dunya. People of dunya is when the dunya takes us away. See, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. We look for peace. We look for peace in dunya. We think having good qualification, good education will give us a good job and good income. And that good income will give me a good life, a luxury life. And a luxury life, good house, children, and when I have food on the table, I have holidays. This is our meaning of life now. We need, you know, more than our needs. When we make our dunya a want rather than a need. We need certain things to live a life. We need a house. We need to maybe need a car. We need a job. These are the things that are a part of need. But when we want things that are not a necessity, Prophet ﷺ made a dua, Allahumma rzuqni, Allahumma rzuq ala Muhammadin quta. This is Prophet ﷺ's dua, ala Muhammad. Ya Allah, give rizq, sustenance to the ala of Muhammad, Prophet ﷺ's family, quta, sufficient. Sufficient to live a normal life. When you have enough wealth and it's sufficient for us, then we should be happy. But when we seek for things that we want more than what's sufficient for us, we already have a car, we need another car, we need a better car. So we will never ever be content with what we have. We've got a house, we need a better house. We've got clothes, we need a better clothes. We look at other people and we want to follow them. They're going on these holidays, we need to go on these holidays. There are people eating out. There are people who are, you know, there's no meaning of life. There's no objective. There's no peace in that person's life. We make these problems, we create these problems for ourselves. Some of the problems that we have in society is sometimes they were self-created problems. We want to do things because other people are doing it. So we want to go on a holiday because such a person went on a holiday. That even Islamically, person is going to Umrah, we want to go to Umrah to prove to people or to show people. Even that Umrah that we go to, we won't find peace in there because we're not doing it for ourselves. We're doing it for other people. A, we might not even be rewarded because our niyat is not correct. And B, then we won't even be pleased and satisfied with that Umrah because we're not doing it for ourselves. We're doing it for other people. Our niyat and the meaning has changed. We're doing everything because other people are doing it, or following other people. Our child, or what we say, our children must have this education because our nephews and nieces have that education. They must have a degree to this level or this job because other, and then we pressure them so much, and we pressure them, and we make life difficult for ourselves. And then we want more than what we need, or we want more than what we already have, or what is sufficient. Going back to Allahumma rizq ala Muhammadin quta. Ya Allah, give the risk to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's family, quta, which is sufficient, which is enough. And then when we make that things that we want, when we want, this is when a person is going into dunya. When we go into that want, then what happens is we will become ghafil of dhikrullah. La tulhi. This is when our mal and the awlad has making us ghaflat and turn away from dhikrullah. See, innama amwalukum. Allah Ta'ala says, wa'alamu annama amwal. Many other places, innama amwalukum wa awladukum fitna. The mal and the wealth and our children, they are fitna. Fitna is azmaish. Azmaish, a test. Wealth, it's a test for us. We are tested with wealth. Every time we are tested, daily, we are tested every time when we are earning. It's a test. How do we earn that wealth? What do we do with the wealth? How do we spend the wealth? How much of wealth do we acquire? What are the means of earning that wealth? It's all a test. And how we spend it. Because one of the questions that will be asked on the Day of Judgment, when we're standing in front of Allah, is the mal. Where did you earn it? And where did you spend it? Earning and your spending, your income and your outgoing. We work out our own income. We are earning this much and this is that. This will be asked about our own wealth. Every single individual. Today, we know our bank balance, we spend, we scan the, or we count the card, contactless cards. It's all recorded, all automatically recorded. So it's so easy if humans can create something like Allah has got a system where every penny that we earn and we spend is going to be recorded, and then we will be have to give account for it. So when we earn the wealth, when we earn the wealth, we make the dunya our maqsad, our حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا رَأْسُ كُلِّ خَتِيَةٍ حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا, the love of the dunya is the رَأْس, meaning it's the core of every sin. كُلِّ خَتِيَةٍ, every sin, the sin that are committed. People lie to earn wealth. People do fraud. People will, you know, break up ties, families, brothers. They won't talk, fathers and sons, brothers and sisters. Why? Because the wealth, the inheritance that's not been, you know, distributed according to the Islam, there will be fights. There will be differences in the brother between the brothers and sisters. We're not doing it according to Shariat. We want to do it according to our desires. So wealth, it leads to killing. Killing. People have killed. People kill for wealth. You know, wars happen because of wealth. In past history, because of, you know, the other country possesses so much wealth, we need that wealth. We need to take wars are happening because of Ra'su kulli khatiyah. Our beloved Prophet ﷺ beautifully said, it's a core of every single guna and the khatiyah. Once we have the love of the dunya, we will be going down the road of committing anything or doing anything to earn the wealth. When we change the meaning of life, when we change our maqsad of life, our objective, we have to live in the world, we have to earn. We have to live in the world. We need sufficient earning or earning which is sufficient for our family. But when we want more than what we actually need, our dharurat, what is dharurat? Our needs. Our wealth, our income is fulfilling our needs. And because of our fulfillment of our needs, alhamdulillah, we are getting our salah. We are remembering Allah. We are not ghaflat from Allah. Then that earning is sufficient.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة Allah
finishing off with a dua, inshallah, for today's topic. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us dua, Allahumma a'inni ala deeni bid dunya. So what we earn, what we're earning, whatever we earn, just change our niyat. Ya Allah, had dua, the meaning of translation. Ya Allah, help me in my deen through dunya. We know the famous dua, Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana, to ask for good in the dunya. But the dua, Allah, help me in my deen through dunya. So when you have dunya, if Allah make the niyat that whatever I'm earning, inshallah, it will make me the sufficient earning I have, I will get the strength, and inshallah, which will help me. That dunya should not make you forget. In fact, it should get you closer to Allah. This dunya that I'm earning, inshallah, it will help me in worshipping Allah, getting close to Allah. Because I don't have to worry about the dunya. Allahumma a'inni ala deeni, Allah, help me in my deen through dunya. So inshallah, whatever we earn, inshallah, it will help us. And also we'll be rewarded for whatever we are earning. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة.
الحمد لله واهب النعم والعطايا نحمده تعالى على نعمة الإيمان والعافية والمال وما أعاننا عليه من العمل الصالح وكسب الحلال وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له الكبير المتعال وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبد الله ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فأوصيكم عباد الله ونفسي بتقوى الله تعالى قال الله عز وجل يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون أيها المؤمنون المال نعمة من نعم الله تعالى لا يستغني الإنسان عنه فهو عصب الحياة وله دور كبير في بناء الأمم والحضارات وهو محط اهتمام النفس البشرية ومحل ميلها قال الله سبحانه وتعالى وتحبون المال حبا المال حبا جما وحب المال أمر فطري قال عز وجل وإنه لحب الخير لشديد والخير هنا بمعنى المال وهو من فضل الله تعالى على عباده ويتعين على الإنسان أن يحسن استخدامه بأن يعرف حق الله تعالى فيه ويتذكر أن المال مال الله تعالى وأن الإنسان مستخلف فيه وقد ارتضاه الله أمينا عليه قال الله تعالى وأنفقوا مما جعلكم مستخلفين فيه وقال سبحانه وتعالى وآتوهم من مال الله الذي آتاكم فعلى الإنسان أن يسعى كي يكتسب المال بطرق مشروعة وينفقه برشد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نعم المال الصالح للمرء الصالح وقد شرع الله تعالى للإنسان أن يغتنم المال فيتمتع بالطيبات قال سبحانه وتعالى المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا وقال عز وجل قل من حرم زينة الله التي أخرج لعباده وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من أنعم الله عز وجل عليه نعمة فإن الله عز وجل يحب أن يرى أثر نعمته على عبده
وإذا كان المال نعمة على صاحبه فلا يعتقد من حرم المال أو يضيق عليه فيه أن الله قد فضل صاحب المال عليه فله تعالى الحكمة البالغة في هذا قال تعالى ولو بسط الله الرزق لعباده لبغوا في الأرض ولكن ينزل بقدر ما يشاء إنه بعباده خبير بصير أيها المسلمون إن النعمة تدوم بالشكر ويبارك لصاحبها فيها قال سبحانه وتعالى لئن شكرتم لأزيدنكم وشكر نعمة المال يقتضي أمورا أهمها الإكثار من حمد الله تعالى والثناء عليه بما هو أهله والاعتراف للمنعم المتفضل بالخيرات بما أسبغ على عبده من عظيم نعمه قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من قال حين يصبح اللهم ما أصبح بي من نعمة فمنك وحدك لا شريك لك فلك الحمد ولك الشكر فقد أدى شكر يومه ومن قال مثل ذلك حين يمسي فقد أدى شكر ليلته أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله ومن يفعل ذلك فأولئك هم الخاسرون بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حياء عثمان وأقضاهم علي وأفرضهم زيد بن ثابت وأعلمهم بالحلال والحرام معاذ بن جبل ولكل أمة أمين وأمين هذه الأمة أبو عبيدة بن الجراح وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله اللهم اغفر للعباس وبلده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير القرون قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر إخواننا المسلمين في غزة وفي فلسطين وفي الشام وفي كل مكان اللهم انصر وانصرهم بنصرك وأيدهم بتأييدك اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة في ديننا ودنيانا وأهلنا ومالنا اللهم استر عوراتنا وآمن روعاتنا اللهم احفظنا من بين أيدينا ومن خلفنا وعن أيماننا وعن شمائلنا ومن فوقنا ونعوذ بعظمتك أن نغتال من تحتنا رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم نبيا ورسولا اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معاصيك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا ومتعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا ما أحييتنا واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من من عادانا وانصرنا على من عادانا وانصرنا على من عادانا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يرحمنا ولا تؤاخذنا بما فعل السفهاء منا ولا تسلب نعمتك عنا وكن معنا حيث كنا آمين يا رب العالمين آمين يا رب العالمين آمين يا رب العالمين إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله لعلي يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأجل وأتم وأكبر.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Safisi Dio Mukamal Falmale Min Milkal Karila. Dalmian Mikhala Muskopul Falmale. Please complete the self state and the rules and fill in all the gaps. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar Rahman Ar Rahim. مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين لترون الجحيم ثم لترون ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر بسم الله الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
استغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم معنة الوجود الحي القيوم. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله على أنيته وسره. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما واجعلنا للمتقين إماما واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم أنت السلام منك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من عذاب جهنم ونعوذ بك من عذاب القبر ونعوذ بك من فتنة المحيا والممات ونعوذ بك من شر فتنة المسيح الدجال. اللهم اغسل خطايانا بالماء والثلج والبرد ونقنا من الذنوب والخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين برحمتك.